Chapter 3. Now here is the strange part of my story. About a week ago, I found a number of strange figures drawn with chalk on a windowsill. They were dancing men like these on this paper. I asked the stable boy, but he said he knew nothing about it. I had them washed out and told this to my wife. To my surprise, she was serious about it and eager to see if they should appear again. And yesterday morning, I found this paper on the sundial in the garden. When I showed it to Elsie, she fainted and fell down. Since then, she is like a woman in a terrible dream, and there is always terror in her eyes. Holmes listened to his story carefully and said, "Mr. Cubitt, don't you think the best way is to ask her directly?" Mr. Cubitt shook his head and said, "No, it's impossible, Mr. Holmes, but I will do everything to help her." "Then I will do my best to help you. In the first place, have you heard of any strangers being seen in your neighborhood?" "No,"